Hey there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to another day of the Tenacity Training. Today, we're diving deep into a conversation that feels both intensely personal and universally relatable. Anxiety and depression. I know these words can carry heavy weight, might even trigger a wave of emotions within you right now. And that's okay. Let's acknowledge those feelings, let them wash over you without judgment, and then gently guide ourselves back to a space of presence. Because the truth is, we're not alone in this journey. Anxiety and depression touch so many lives, weaving their way through our experiences like an invisible thread. It can feel isolating, overwhelming, even hopeless at times. But here's the crucial shift. It doesn't have to be that way. We don't have to be defined by these emotions, by the darkness they sometimes bring. We can choose to meet them with compassion, understanding, and a fierce determination to find our way back to the light. My personal journey with anxiety and depression has been one of learning, unlearning, and ultimately, reclaiming my power. There were times when I felt consumed by these shadows, when they seemed like an insurmountable force. I grappled with fear, self-doubt, a sense of being trapped within my own mind. But amidst the darkness, there were glimmers of hope, moments of clarity that whispered, "You are stronger than you think." These whispers became louder, more persistent over time as I started to understand that anxiety and depression weren't enemies to be vanquished but rather parts of myself that needed healing and acceptance. It was a process, not a destination. One of the most profound realizations I had was that these emotions didn't define me. They were simply signals, messages from my inner world that needed attention. They were trying to tell me something, guiding me towards a deeper understanding of myself. Instead of fighting them, I began to listen with compassion. What were they trying to say? Was there a fear I was avoiding? A need I wasn't fulfilling? A boundary that had been crossed? By acknowledging these messages, I began to dismantle the stigma surrounding anxiety and depression, allowing myself to be vulnerable without shame. This is where the real healing began. Let's explore some practical steps you can take today to cultivate a more empowered relationship with your own emotions. Remember, this isn't about erasing them, but rather learning to navigate them with grace and understanding. First, let's practice mindful breathing. Close your eyes for a moment and bring your attention to your breath. Notice the rise and fall of your chest, the gentle flow of air in and out of your nostrils. With each inhale, imagine drawing in a sense of calm and peace. With each exhale, release any tension or anxiety you might be holding onto. Continue this breathing exercise for a few minutes, letting the rhythm of your breath guide you into a state of stillness. Next, try reframing your thoughts. When you find yourself caught in a spiral of negativity, gently challenge those thoughts. Ask yourself, is this thought truly accurate? Is there another way to look at this situation? What would I say to a friend who was having these same thoughts? By consciously shifting your perspective, you can begin to break free from the limitations of negative thinking patterns. Another powerful tool is self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer to a dear friend going through a difficult time. Remember that you are worthy of love and support, even when things are tough. Acknowledge your struggles without judgment, and remind yourself that you are doing your best. Now, let's take a moment for a guided visualization. Imagine yourself standing on a beautiful beach, feeling the warm sand beneath your feet and the gentle breeze caressing your skin. Listen to the soothing sound of waves crashing against the shore, a symphony of tranquility washing over you. Breathe deeply, inhaling the fresh ocean air and exhaling any remaining stress or tension. Allow yourself to be fully present in this moment of peace and serenity, knowing that you are safe, supported, and loved. Remember, beautiful souls, the journey towards healing is a continuous process, one filled with both challenges and triumphs. Be kind to yourself along the way, celebrate your small victories, and never hesitate to reach out for support when you need it. You are not alone in this journey, and you are capable of creating a life filled with joy, resilience, and purpose. Carry with you today the mantra, "I am worthy of peace, love, and happiness." Let these words be your guiding light as you navigate your day with strength and grace. And remember, the world needs your unique light to shine brighter than ever. Go out there and make a difference.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.